Previously on Heroes.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't tear open your head right here.
Because you'll never find your dad.
We need to show progress. These are our targets. Hunt them, track them, and bring them home alive.
If you kill me, I'll get exactly what I want.
And what is that?
They'll see what I've been telling them. They'll know just how dangerous you people are.
Daphne's alive, Matt. They have her alive.
You're lying to me!
No. I won't fight you.
Your mother wants me to move out of the house for a while. She's right. We keep too many secrets in this family.
They're just locking people up?
Believe it, it's happening. Somebody sent me to warn you. You must be on a list or something.
I can breathe underwater.
You're in danger. You need to get out of here immediately.
Chapter 5, Exposed. Claire hands Alex a sandwich in her bedroom.
We're all out of whole wheat, sorry.
Whatever, I'm starving.
Well, my mom's going to the market soon, so hopefully she'll take Lila. You can come downstairs. Stretch your legs a bit.
Well, it's a good thing. I'm starting to stink.
Look, I've got the cash. There's a train leaving for Albuquerque tonight.
Albuquerque? I don't know anyone in Albuquerque.
Well, that's the point. You can start over, become a new person, where no one can find you.
Yeah, but I never agreed to that. Okay, my family's here, my friends, my life.
What, do you want them to find you? Make you disappear forever?
They're gonna find me anyways. The government has those spy satellites. They're probably watching us right now.
No, we're fine.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You're not Harriet Tubman, Claire. All right, and this isn't the Underground Railroad. You're just a high school girl, and you're in way over your head.
Well, if it wasn't for this high school girl, you might already be dead. So you want to survive, you're gonna have to do exactly what I tell you. Got it?
Claire? I need to speak with you. Claire?
Hey, Mom. What's up?
Our house money's gone. You know, the money I keep in Mr. Muggle's rubber sneaker. Any idea where that went?
Maybe Lyle took it.
Already grilled him. Per usual, he has no clue.
Sandra looks at Claire.
Okay, fine. I took it. I was gonna pay you back.
Claire, I don't get it. You have a nice allowance. What do you need $300 for? Are you in some kind of trouble?
No, I just...
What is it, Muggle?
What's under the bed, boy? What is it?
Sandra picks Mr. Muggles up. The dog has Alex's sandwich in its mouth.
What is going on with you, Claire?
Nothing, I swear.
They turn to the closet.
I didn't hear anything.
Sandra takes the sandwich from Mr. Muggle's mouth and opens the closet door, revealing Alex.
Mrs. Bennett, right? Hi.
Claire smiles back at her mum innocently. Building 26, Washington, D.C. Bennett's watching his family home on a security screen.
Home sweet home.
Not anymore. Got a one bedroom in DuPont Circle.
You don't mind that we're keeping an eye on your daughter, making sure she's behaving herself?
There's a big girl. She makes her own decisions. If she does something wrong, she can live with the consequences.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Peter Petrelli has joined Matt Parkman as priority one, charged with kidnapping, assault, attempted murder of federal officers. Both of these men are considered armed and dangerous and should be taken down by any means necessary.
Short of lethal force.
Actually, Senator, my men have been given the go-ahead. Shoot to kill.
On whose authority, Danko?
Mine. Back to work.
Do you really want to push my hand?
Your brother came into my house, put a gun to my head.
I saved your life, if I remember.
You made this personal. Now I do what I need to do.
Danko glances at Bennett on his way out.
Keep an eye on him for me, man.
Matt and Peter kidnapped me and threatened my life. What makes you think I won't shoot them myself?
Sir, we have a lead.
Manhattan.
Matt paints feverishly. Peter touches his shoulder, but Matt shrugs him off, his eyes solid white.
Matt. Matt. Matt, you need to stop. Matt.
Matt, you need to stop.
Stop.
What happened? Look, you've been painting the same image over and over again all night, okay? I'm guessing you're trying to find some answers how to stop this.
Oh, God.
We need to leave, okay? It's too dangerous here. We gotta go now.
No!
The only thing that matters right now is finding Daphne and getting her back. One life at a time.
Okay. Look, Matt, when you were in Bennett's head, could you see? Could you tell where Daphne was? Anything?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see much. I saw a hallway.
Okay.
A computer.
Did you turn that on?
No.
The name Rebel on its screen.
Who the hell is Rebel?
I have no idea.
Address?
Daphne.
Someone's listening to our conversation.
Show me.
No. He's just hacking in.
He's getting information.
We need this information!
No. We don't know who this is. How can we trust this person, huh?
Rebel continues. They're coming. Get out now.
What if this is a setup?
And what if he's telling the truth?
Go!
The very second they leave the building, two suited and armed agents burst in through another door.
They're gone.
One discovers Matt's paint is still wet.
We just missed them.
The other agent takes a photo of the floor painting depicting Washington, D.C. in flames. Danko studies the vivid image on a computer screen.
I think I know where they're headed.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Alex is now sitting next to Claire at home while someone watches the house.
Mom, this is Alex. He's my new boyfriend.
Okay, that doesn't explain why he's hiding in your closet.
Right. Well, we're... Are you really gonna make me say it out loud?
Absolutely.
We're having sex. And I know it's wrong. Very, very wrong.
You do understand that my daughter is only 17.
I haven't touched her, okay? I barely even make eye contact.
Claire, the truth?
He's like me. He has an ability. He can tell her.
I can breathe underwater.
He has a power? And you brought him here?
Dad was after him. I didn't know what else to do.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this is?
Yes, I do. But what was I supposed to do? Just let him...
And on top of that, you lied to me. I am so disappointed.
Syla to Luke in their car.
The agent's still there?
Pretty sure you lost him when you skidded off onto the dirt road. But just to be sure... Yep, we're clear officially off the grid. No communications within 50 miles.
You sound disappointed.
Maybe I am. I mean, the way I see it, agents catch up with us, we just charbroil them from the inside out.
I don't want to leave a trail of dead bodies directly to my father's house.
Why are we even doing this? Parents suck. You never get what you want from them. When I was a kid, I just wanted my dad to take me fishing. He used my arm as an ashtray instead. Seriously, look, I have the scars to prove it.
You should have worn a seatbelt.
Dude, you're hurting me.
Why don't you want me to see my father?
I don't get...
You don't need to get anything. My father's the only one with answers.
You're the most powerful dude on the planet. I mean, what could you possibly need? We don't need anyone. What? Hey, what are you doing?
Silas steers off the road.
What the hell?
They've arrived at an old abandoned diner, boarded up and dilapidated. A weathered sign over the top reads, Big Jim's Franks and Fries. Silas stares up at the building with a frown as Luke walks with him.
Hungry, there's a burger place up the road.
Sila points at the old building, and planks of wood come flying off from the door. Hey!
I'm sorry I lied to you. I should have told you about Alex.
What you're doing is extremely dangerous, Claire. Do you understand that?
They were gonna lock him up for no reason.
And they'll do the same thing to you. This is not a game.
Mom, I have to do this. I know that's hard for you. You want a normal life, a regular family, but that's why Dad and I have to lie, so we can protect you.
Why? Because I'm some fragile creature in need of protection?
No, that's not what I meant.
I know what you meant, and I've got news for you. I'm strong, much stronger than either you or your father think, and I know more than you think I know. For example, I know that right now, there's a van parked outside on the street. They're watching us. They're watching you.
Alarmed, Claire opens the front door a crack and peers out. A black van with a pool cleaner's details on the side is parked across the street.
You think she's hiding the Wolseley kid?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, she's helping him.
Those pool cleaners have been parked out there for 4 hours. Nobody's pool is that dirty.
This is bad.
How are you gonna save Alex, Claire? You can't go out there. You gonna keep him up in your closet forever?
No. No, I'll come up with something. I have a plan. I just haven't thought of it yet.
I have an idea.
You do?
Yeah. And you can either keep me in the dark and lie to protect me, or you can let me help.
I say we definitely let her help.
All right, Mom. What's the plan?
We're not gonna have a lot of time. You get in there, you do your mind control magic, then we get Daphne, we're out.
It's impossible. I mean, look at this building. It's gotta be jam-packed full of people. There are only so many minds I can control at any given time.
You're right.
You're right. Hey, what are you doing? What is that?
I just borrowed your power.
Great.
That way, we can watch each other's
and
backs.
And you can't fly now, which basically rules out our rooftop escape plan.
See, we gotta get into the building first. And two guys pushing thoughts is better than one. Come on.
Peter and Matt head into the towering Building 26. Inside, Matt stares into the eyes of a suspicious security guard. The guard's face suddenly relaxes into an assured smile.
Top floor.
Matt and Peter step into a lift. Inside a large office, analysts sit studying screens. Some show security footage, others columns of scrolling data. Matt and Peter round a corner and come face to face with two armed guards in a corridor. As the men raise their pistols, Matt places thoughts in their minds. Peter assists the armed men lower their guns and step aside.
I love doing that.
Right? Makes it a lot easier.
They got cameras everywhere. Let's go.
A door marked operations.
In here, come on.
They startle a man.
Hey, you're not allowed in here.
You're gonna finish your lunch in the hall and make sure no one comes in.
I'll just finish my lunch in the hall.
The man walks out.
I thought the plan was to find Daphne.
Gotta know where to look, huh?
As Peter studies data, they're spotted.
Sir, take a look at this.
Okay, this is a problem.
How the hell did they get in here?
Targets are in operations. Shut down the computer systems, everything.
Can't. Someone's hacking in.
Damn it, just shut it down. Let's go.
Wait.
No, what that?
I wouldn't go out there if I were you.
You're not me.
Danko charges straight into the guards, who aim their guns at him. The guards force him back into the office. Matt's face grins in satisfaction on a monitor. At home, Lyle's playing a handheld video game. He looks up to see Sandra standing over him.
What?
How'd you do on your history exam?
C minus.
Right. You're grounded. Driver's license, please. Now. Thank you.
That was harsh.
He's a terrible driver anyway.
Lyle settles back with his game.
D- disappear, you'll need a new identity. Trick is to remove the photo without tearing it. There.
I cannot believe you know how to make a fake ID. Where did you learn that? Dad?
No, Claire, believe it or not, I was a teenager once, an enterprising one, not unlike you, young lady. Oh, there was this band once I just had to see, Def Leppard. Oh my God, Rick Savage, bass player, so cute. Oh, what I would have given to...
Mom?
Sorry. Alex, you need to change your looks. Probably using facial recognition algorithms. That I learned from your father. You can find a change of clothes upstairs.
I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Sandra smiles and Alex heads upstairs.
Wow. You know, I didn't mean to drag you into all of this.
You were gonna do it one way or another, Claire. Just thought I might help.
I'm sorry for being... making everything so much harder. Sometimes I just wish I was normal.
Why on earth would you want that?
It would just make everything easier. Maybe you and Dad still be together.
Honey, your father and I had issues long before you came around.
Why'd you marry him?
Because I fell in love with him. Warts and all, he was dangerous, handsome. I accepted everything that went with that. But now, I'm tired of being lied to. And I can't see my marriage anymore.
So it's over. You guys are gonna get a divorce.
I don't know. Maybe. But whatever happens between your father and I has nothing to do with you. Okay.
Claire nods with a smile. Silas steps into the derelict diner, followed by Luke. Sunlight shines through the planks on the windows, over the litter and debris on...
So what are we looking for?
Something happened here.
Yeah, like a million years ago.
I've been here before.
How do you know?
He looks round at the graffitied walls and briefly remembers being brought into the building as a boy while the place was still in business.
I remember. My father was here too.
The room becomes black and white. A handful of people now occupy the diner. 1980. The door opens, and Gabriel, aged around 10, wearing thick-rimmed spectacles, is brought in by a man with his hand on the boy's back. Gabriel is taken to a table, and a toy car is placed in front of him to play with. He looks behind him to see his father with an attractive, dark-haired young woman. The woman looks back at Gabriel calmly. His father shakes hands with a man's hand. Gabriel loses his toy car in a hole in a wooden partition next to his table.
Hello. Where did you just go?
I can remember my father.
Are you sure?
Sila points to the old wooden partition, and some of the wood flies off, revealing the framework inside. He steps over to it, and crouching, reaches into the dark space. He holds up his toy car and clutches it thoughtfully.
Positive.
Claire notices Alex's toned torso as he hangs up a towel.
Sorry.
It's okay. I still don't know why you're doing all this for me.
While we're an endangered species, I just... doing my best to try to save us.
Hell, I didn't even know there were others like me.
I remember that feeling.
So, how do I look?
He's now dressed.
Like an exceptionally cute boy who could breathe underwater?
You're special, Claire. And not just because of the whole immortal healing thing.
I don't know. Maybe if things were different, we could have gone out or something.
We could have been hiding in your bedroom for entirely different reasons.
Even if things were different, I'm not really into the whole relationship thing right now. It just seems like everyone who gets married gets a divorce.
Okay, I think it's more like half of all marriages get a divorce or something.
Yeah, but who knows how happy that other half is?
I don't know. I still think it's worth it.
Why?
For moments like this. When someone gets you the way that no one else does. It's definitely worth it.
He leans a little closer.
Those agents are coming toward the house. Alex, come with me. Come with me!
Go!
Come on, I'm here.
It's the first place they're gonna look.
You have to whack it. Watch. Now get down here and push it with your foot. Your dad used to store guns, files, God knows what else in here. He doesn't think I know about it. Careful. Okay, now close it. Close it behind you.
Okay.
Just another day in the Bennett house.
Let's go.
So,
let's go.
You're not supposed to be here on Muff Laments.
Top floor's clear.
I told you, you're wasting your time.
Oh, come on, Claire. We both know what's going on. Hot guy, just your type. Where is he?
Claire glances anxiously at Sandra. Holding a gun, Agent Mills steps into a small room and looks around. She crouches by the shelving unit right next to the removable ventilation grill that covers the hole to Alex's hiding place. Sandra discreetly feels for a gun fitted under a tabletop, but Agent Mills emerges without having found Alex.
He's here, I know it.
Well, that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
If you two are finished here, I need you to get the hell out of my house.
Claire watches Agent Mills and her partner go. Claire then lets out a deep breath, but Sandra looks completely at ease. Later, Sandra sips from a blue mug.
Wow, that was close.
I can't believe the way you stood up to that bitch.
Let's not celebrate yet. They're not gonna give up so easily.
The train's leaving soon. We need to find a way to get you to the station.
You have both done enough. Maybe I can slip out back. I'll make a run for it.
No, they'll catch you.
Maybe not. We're going to give him a head start.
Sandra smiles cryptically. In the operations room at Building 26.
I think I got something.
Daphne?
Millbrook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not here anymore, Matt. Transferred to a medical facility.
Damn it. Of course.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh, okay. Your friend is back.
Rebel? Tell him he screwed us. Daphne's gone.
He's opening up a file. I think there's something he wants us to see.
What?
Come
what
here.
Is it?
Come here. That's us. That's us. That's the entire operation. They got the whole thing on tape.
What are you doing?
Copying the files.
What for?
To expose them. Look, American citizens rounded up like this. No warrants, no trials. This is gonna look great on the evening news. Nathan's not gonna know what hit him. So we'll use this as leverage. Daphne's not here, Matt. There's no guarantee that we're gonna find her. But if we have this...
We can make a deal. Everything we've got in exchange for Daphne.
One life at a time.
Parkman's a telepath. Incredibly powerful, but when he uses his ability, his senses become raw nerves, and he becomes susceptible. We exploit that. We can disrupt his thoughts.
Just might work. Let's do it.
As Bennett sounds an alarm, Matt covers his ears, and the two guards slowly lower their guns.
Oh, Peter, I can't focus. We gotta get out of here.
I need more time! It's done! I got her!
What?
30 seconds from what?
It's off. Come on, let's go.
They run into the guards.
Whoa, wait.
You do not want to shoot us.
Hey, wait.
Down. Down. Good, good, good.
Don't do it! This is only gonna end badly.
Don't do this. I'll hold him. You go.
No, what about you?
There's no time. You go. Go, I'll hold him.
Bright lights come on.
Matt, you know me.
The light confuses Matt, and Bennett slams him against a wall. Still crouching, Siler turns the toy car over in his hands.
Something terrible happened here.
What are you talking about? It's a toy car. What's the big deal?
No. My father did something to me. Something I forgot.
Well, that's a good thing, right? I mean, not remembering all the crap that happens to you when you're a kid.
No. It eats away at your soul.
In black and white, Siler recalls his father pulling him away from the table and taking him to the young woman and the man he shook hands with. Gabriel watches the man hand a wad of notes to his father, and the two shake hands. Siler's staring face appears faintly in colour over the black and white memory. Gabriel's father pats him on the shoulder and leaves him with the couple. Gabriel shouts "Daddy" and runs outside to the car. In confusion, he watches his parents argue in the vehicle. Suddenly, his father flicks his fingers, sending bright red blood over the rear window. The passenger door opens and Gabriel's mother tumbles out dead. Red blood seeps from a long gash on her forehead onto the black and white ground. Looking down at her, Gabriel mouths, "Mummy," tearfully. Siler frowns. His eyes sparkle with tears as he glowers darkly. Angela to Nathan in a car at night.
So you didn't find Peter?
You're not helping him, are you?
Don't be ridiculous.
Someone's out there calling themselves Rebel. Knows where Building 26 is. How it runs.
So I see.
You have all that information, too. Tell me this isn't you.
Of course not. First of all, I don't know the first thing about computers.
Yeah, you can hire someone for that, Mom.
And beyond that, I know who's keeping me safe, Nathan. I can live my life in peace thanks to your generosity. I would never betray you.
Nathan thinks.
Look, Peter, he stole dangerous files. And there are people that want him dead because of that.
You're in charge. You can protect him.
Everything I can to contain and control these people with abilities, but there are other people that want to see them all dead.
Yes, dear. I've had a bit of experience with all this.
Hello.
It's me.
Pete, where are you?
Is he okay?
I'm only gonna say this once. You know what I took. I've got evidence against you and your entire organization. What you've been doing to us.
What do you want?
Trade. Matt Parkman and Daphne Millbrook for everything that I've got.
That's it? Two people? I don't understand.
Look, if anything happens to them or me, all the information I've got goes directly to the nightly news. Do you want that? So do we have a deal?
Fine. Where do you want to meet?
The Bennett's garage door opens.
Hey.
Sandra's car screeches into the road. The van blocks their path, and the two agents rush to the car with torches.
My son and I are going to a movie. Does that threaten the federal government?
Lyle's in the back wearing a hoodie. Hearing a disturbance in the house, the agents rush off away from the car. Sandra watches them go and smiles. Claire and Alex clamber over a hedge in the dark and tumble down a steep slope on the other side. Alex ends up on top of Claire.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. You can get off of me now.
He grins.
Oh, God.
As he gets up, They notice Agent Mills and the male agent climbing over the hedge above them.
We gotta go. That way.
They climb over a high metal fence into a back garden by a pool, while their pursuers follow with torches and guns. Agent Mills scales the fence easily and drops down into the dark garden. She scans the surroundings with her torch, holding up the pistol in her other hand. From under the surface of the pool, the image of Agent Mills with her torch ripples. Alex and Claire are hiding at the bottom. Seeing Claire beginning to struggle for breath, Alex cradles her face and kisses her passionately on the lips. She becomes calm immediately. Agent Mills's torch scans the pool, but misses them altogether.
End of the block, I think I see him.
Claire and Alex continue kissing in the dark water. Nathan Tadanko at Building 26.
Y'all set?
Town car's ready. 10 minutes to the exchange.
You boys know where they're headed, right?
Exactly where your brother wants. 4001 North Nebraska Avenue.
All right, next to the network news. I don't suppose that's a coincidence.
No, Peter's no dummy. Daphne and Matt ready for transport?
No, Senator, they're not. We're not making the deal.
What's he talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
I have another plan.
You realize if my brother's harmed in any way, copies of those files are going to make their way to every news organization in this country. Our entire operation will be compromised.
I'm aware of the situation.
Then get Millbrook and Parkman released right now, put them in a car, and get them down to the parking lot. Or do you want to disobey a direct order?
I'm following orders, Senator, just not yours. The United States government will not make deals with terrorists. Those are the president's exact words. Despite your endless protestations, your brother's a terrorist.
Terrorists? My brother's not a terrorist.
Target spotted approaching parking lot.
I'm en route. Hold your stations. Just stay out of my way. Let's go.
All right. Just remember, Peter can hear your thoughts.
Nathan watches Bennett go. A car pulls up in an empty car park. As the lights go out, Peter edges out of the shadows. Bennett gets out of the driver's door. He looks across at Peter with a serious expression.
Where are they, Bennett?
Peter.
Matt. Daphne.
Listen to me.
Are you in there?
Come with me.
Matt.
And nobody has to get hurt. Peter, listen to me. They're not here. You're being set up.
Time to die, Petrelli. Just a little further. Give me the kill shot.
Trying to save your life. Get out of here. He's gonna...
Danko shoots Peter in the shoulder, sending him falling over the edge of the multi-story car park. Danko and Bennett rush to the edge just in time to see Nathan flying up the side of the building, holding Peter. They've gone before Danko can aim his rifle. Angela strokes Peter's hair while Nathan paces.
Are you all right?
It's just a scratch. You'll be fine.
What do you want to thank you? Why are you doing this, Nathan?
Doing what? Saving your life, trying to save the world.
Perhaps there's a better way of doing it.
This hasn't turned out exactly the way I wanted it to. Okay, I'm aware of that. There's a lot of different agendas going on.
Yeah, all leading to killing us. You realize you're responsible for that.
Yeah, I do. It's out of control and it's my fault, but I can fix it. In fact, I'm the only one who can fix it.
Why is that? Because you're one of us?
Because I'm the only one who really cares if you're alive or not, Pete. Come with me, okay? And I promise you'll be treated well.
Don't do this, Nathan.
It's okay.
Ma, please. You have my word.
Nathan holds his hand out to Peter, who stares up at him with one arm in a sling. Looking surly, Peter gets to his feet.
I know you'll take care of me.
I will.
Because you love me.
Pete, I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
Peter absorbs Nathan's flying power.
Bye, Nathan.
Hey!
Nathan grimaces tensely.
No, Nathan, don't.
You give me one good reason why I shouldn't go after him right now,
because the game has changed. I've seen it, and you need to be ready.
Angela leans in close to Nathan and whispers in his ear. As she moves back from him, he stares at her, his face solemn with profound shock. He turns to look up into the night sky.
And we have some breaking news for you now. Rumors have surfaced that the U.S. government has recently broadened the reach of the Patriot Act.
Thanks, Brian. Well, tonight sources have provided our news bureau some startling footage taken directly from an unnamed government agency right here in Washington. Now, this video shows American citizens in hoods and restraints in what appears to be a clear violation of their constitutional rights. Is the government running a secret...
Troubled, Danko turns to a painting of a man with explosives strapped to him.
So what, we're just gonna stay here all day?
Sila doesn't move.
Look, the guy's an ass, plain and simple, all right? I told you, parents suck.
He throws a chair.
He killed my mother.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I mean, I've been trying to tell you that he's a jerk.
You've been trying to tell me, really? When did that happen? Because all I can remember is the cute little stories of you two birdwatching around the neighborhood. He made him sound like Mr. Freakin' Rogers.
I was just waiting for the right time.
Sila telekinetically flings Luke against a wall.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we drive up to Canada? Because we're close to the border, we can rob some old ladies.
That's not gonna happen.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because you're here and I need to express my feelings. You use me for some joyride, an escape. I got news for you, kid. There is no escape. There is only pain. And you can never outrun it, no matter what you do, no matter where you go.
He releases Luke.
Go home to your mother, Luke.
You're not gonna kill me.
Seems a little on the nose.
Where are you going?
To find my father. Because now that I've seen the truth, I want him to die.
Wait.
A large 4x4 drives along a nighttime street. Inside, Danko's with Matt.
Realize there'd be consequences for your actions.
Yeah, when that storm breaks, you're exposed. And the world will see what you're doing. You're hunting innocent people.
You're not innocent. The world just doesn't realize how dangerous you are. Now, they will. And they'll beg me to hunt you down and kill you. The enemy has a face, partner. It's you.
No. No, I don't want to hurt anyone.
Me? You look exactly like a terrorist.
Why did you...
He's jabbed Matt with a syringe. The vehicle has stopped, and Matt is thrust out through a door. He finds himself standing shakily by Capitol Hill as the 4x4 drives off. Matt looks down to discover explosives taped around his middle, just like in the painting Danko saw. A red light flashes on a device attached to the explosives. Claire's lying on a bed at home, wearing a dressing gown and thinking. She smiles as her mother comes in. Sandra sits down on the bed.
You gonna miss having a cute guy in your closet?
A little. You're incredible.
Nice to know I still have a few tricks up my sleeve.
I love you.
I love you. Just the way you are. I wouldn't trade this life for anything.
Me neither.
So I made popcorn, figured we could watch a movie. Some sappy love story.
Ah, sounds perfect.
Claire gets up.
I'll be right down.
Sandra gazes at a photo of herself and Bennett together. In the kitchen, Claire opens the microwave for the popcorn, but finds it empty. She stops and frowns suspiciously. As she turns round, she finds herself face to face with Eric Doyle. He offers her the popcorn.
Hey, Barbie.
You.
I got a message from someone named Rebel.
He shows a text that reads, "Claire will save you."
I need your help, Barbie.
To be continued.